All right. Well, this is Travel with Rick Steves. We've been brightening up our holiday season with a talk with Bob Eckstein. His book is The Illustrated History of the Snowman. And Bob, sex and violence as it relates to snowman. I missed that in the book. What do you mean?
Well, an example was like in 1511, when people were trying to overcome the horrible, tragic conditions that they were living through. It was one of the harshest winters. And what the government would do is to relieve the tension and pain of a town, they would hold winter festivals. And this festival of 1511 was exceptional. And they made over 200 snow scenes, which were made up of political commentary, some of the earliest, and sexually graphic scenes for people to see as they let off steam at these horrible times. And this was their Woodstock. This really what
where,
it was all
where was
about.
That? Where was that, Bob?
This is in Brussels, Belgium.
In Brussels,
as a matter of
centuries
fact,
ago.
It's in the town square that you know, that beautiful opening town square. And if you go into the museums in Brussels and you ask about this, there is documentation and there is stories about this event.
You know, Europe does have a penchant for having snowman festivals. You've got one that you talked about in your book in Zurich in Switzerland.
It's a national holiday.
Yeah, and that's the third Monday in April.
That which they sort of blow up a snowman. A highly flammable homemade snowman is placed on top of an enormous wood pile in the middle of the town square, and they ignite the wood pile until it reaches the dynamite. And when the snowman explodes, they know that that's going to either usher in an early spring, or depending on how long they destroy the snowman, how much longer they have winter.
What a great way to say goodbye to winter and hello spring. Blow up the snowman.
Absolutely.
Those peace-loving Swiss people. And then I didn't realize it, but there's actually a German snowman collector, Cornelius Gratz, and he established the World Day of the Snowman.
He's been trying to do this. He's in my movie. We're making a movie at the moment about the based on the book about snowman. And he has been advocating turning Snowman Day into a bank holiday. And it's there's been a lot of little pockets around the world of people trying to give the snowman his day in the sun.